This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
So, what do we got? 5 hours left?
Yeah.
This hour today and then 4 hours tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then
that's it.
And then
man.
That's it.
All she wrote.
Wow. That's it.
Wow.
Are you feeling Are you feeling sentimental?
Feeling a little sick. Might be breakfast, though.
I mean, just think about it. Tomorrow's the last morning that you're going to have to get up at 3 a.m.
Huzzah!
In your long radio yeah, career.
I'm going to wake up when it's light out.
When you start the new show on the afternoon here, in the afternoon here at WAAF, what time would you guess you're going to wake up? I mean, are you going to roll out of bed at 11 or 11:30 or
1:45?
I use that.
No. I got a lot of disc golf to make up for.
Wow, yeah. Think about that.
Get an early round in.
Yeah.
Hit the gym.
Yeah.
Drink a protein shake.
You can stop on your way in from Worcester and pick up LB at Buff's Pub and drive him.
Oh my God.
Drive him over here to do the show with you. And
oh my God. I'm gonna need help.
I can feel myself getting fatter already.
You can hear it.
Somebody help me lift this guy.
I mean, are you saying that you're gonna get fatter than you are now when doing the afternoon show? I mean,
how much do you weigh?
226.
Okay, so I'm 248.
You've been announcing your weight on this show.
I weighed myself this morning.
For decades.
Buck and it's naked never been on the scale after, and I always do it before I shower. So, because, you know, your skin soaks up the water and that adds a pound.
You get all the nooks and crannies. I hope so.
Yeah, of course.
With help.
Well,
I have the power shower thing, the handheld.
Oh, God.
It's an actual power washer.
Exactly. Basically.
Fires power washing.
Yeah. The voice you're hearing is Kevin Barbary. Kevin's been here all morning. Kevin was on this show from 1993 to 2012. We've been replaying some of his Radio Gold content, rare content replays on that. And we'll do the same thing tomorrow. So tomorrow's goodbye show, we'll try to get everything in that everybody's asked for. A lot of the stuff is lost to poor producing skills by our longtime producer, Anthony Spazparzielli.
Well, but it's probably right in front of us. It's just like, you know, the Bruce thing was probably labeled, you know, hot dogs.
Well, and now that I know some more specific things besides, you know, Shu asked me about, you know, he said, make sure you bring in a man town, make sure you bring in the Bruce steroids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Beyond that, I just kind of was grabbing, I listed some things, and if I was laughing really hard, I highlighted it, brought it in, and it was stuff that people haven't heard since they aired. But I can always put another list together and bring it in or something.
I want to play, because we got a request for it earlier, after we play the live in studio performance that we're going to play in a minute, I want to play the, there was a guy who called to complain about the calendar, not the porno calendar guy, but another guy.
Another guy.
Yeah. And you turned that into a public service announcement. So
yes.
I want to play that after we do this. But this is Brian. Hello, Brian.
Yes, Greg, welcome to your show.
Thank you.
I love hearing Kevin on again. I've been doing the hashtag bring back Barbary for forever now.
Yes,
I'm sure you've talked about this already, but I don't know. When Can had his radio station show on that camp, the college station.
Yeah, the college radio station, Can Man was on there, and we prank called him all day. We've been trying to find that stuff forever.
Hearing Can go, no more WAAF boneheads.
Yes, I will try to find. I try to find that stuff. I mean, Kevin, you don't have any of that, do you?
No, that again, that's something like Spaz had a separate storage Where he put everything we did live on air that was funny, he put all that somewhere else, and I only
and then he didn't back it up, Kevin. So we lost it.
I mean, I got to tell you though, kudos to Spaz because I witnessed the sessions of him in the can at Asshole's Garage.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean doing Can Man Karaoke?
Trying to get so that he gets the solid tune.
Yeah.
No.
And it was like a 4-hour nightmare.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, but it's a little bit like now upon reflection when you take decades and decades of radio, it would be like if you went to the Library of Congress and Spaz had lost the recording of
the Bill of Rights.
God Bless America or something.
I mean, the Constitution.
He's lost countless magical moments over the course of his career here. But real quick, this is Lee. Good morning, Lee.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up, Lee?
Hey, I was wondering if you remember the bits with the most powerful man in the world.
Universe.
Excuse me, sir.
Yes. Most powerful man in the universe. Absolutely. Great job by Kevin on that. When it comes to Can Man Karaoke, I forgot about this one. Texter wants the Winds of Change one. That's a 2-3-1 Texter, Danielle. And because Can Man had trouble with the intro of Winds of Change.
Yes.
Yeah.
That would be Michigan.
Right. Whistling?
So, yes. I think he ended up humming it or something along those lines. I don't know if we'll be able to find that or not. Let's see. This is Dan. Morning, Dan.
Hey, it's Dan from Clinton. How's it going?
What's going on, Dan?
Hey, two things. One, I wasn't in jail at the same time you were.
Oh, good. Good. Glad to hear that.
But how about a random ding for the Clinton police and everybody else on the force?
Absolutely.
Yes. Absolutely. You got that right. All right.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And then I have a rare content replay for Kevin.
Yes.
His choice, but anything that he did while doing the voice of Christopher Walken.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We've got a bunch of those lined up. We're just trying to decide which one.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
We have some of the Walken forum letters, which we can which we can get to. And if there's something you want, then you could call 617-764-9223, or you can text. The text line is 97107. This is JD. Hello, JD.
Hey, I just want to say thanks for all the memories over the years. You guys have been awesome. Look forward to the new station.
Thank you.
And I was hoping that maybe Kevin had Attack of the Crones.
We do have Attack of the Crones,
we
actually.
We do?
Yes.
We do?
I believe it's on the disc that gave Shu. He's just going to dial it up.
Yeah. Kevin, pretty big Star Wars fan.
Yes, I just finished.
A big movie guy anyway. I mean, what did you just finish?
I don't know if you remember it. Well, probably not. But back when the original Star Wars came out, on the radio, they performed a radio drama version of the script. And like John Lithgow was Yoda, and they had a bunch of famous actors doing it. I just finished recording a new version of that that's coming out soon, and I'm Han Solo and C-3PO in it. So
nice.
Did you say that Elizabeth Holmes was Yoda? Is that what you said?
I did a radio play, too. I take my favorite movie on Blu-ray, and I submit it to the Edison 9.8, and it comes out as a complete radio drama, which I can listen to as a laser podcast in my mind with a chip that was put in the back of my head, which is completely safe. Very excited about it. I just need another $6 billion.
I noticed you were in court yesterday, Elizabeth.
I love going to court. I love wearing my many, many different pantsuits, which are all black, by the way. I'm looking forward to my 20 years. And I'm going to make good use of my time and make an Edison 5-8, which will help me get out of jail and replace me with a clone in my cell.
And what did you say? You just need $6 billion? How much funding required for the new project?
It's just a mere $15 billion. Okay. Right. I'm going to sleep with as many guys as I can to get that. Where's John Dooley?
We can change the name of the Edison to the Echo Store.
You know
is interested.
You know what Yoda always said in Star Wars? If you don't get caught, don't say anything. Was that Yoda?
A texter wants to know, speaking of live performances, will we get a rare content replay on the Tom Petty karaoke song, which led to his death? I don't know.
Do
maybe,
you want that?
It was killer.
Maybe we could do that at some point. This is... Hold on, I gotta hit the right phone. This is Dan. Hey, Dan, what's up?
Hey, Greg.
Hey.
Thanks for the show. My wife and I listen to the podcast, and we love all your content. And
looking forward to hearing
you guys on EEI.
Thank you.
Yeah, one of the creepiest things I've heard you guys talk about, and I don't know if you ever interviewed him or talked to him about it, but I think it was Johnny Egan. His daughter went overseas and came back and was sick and had cannibalism, chemicals in her blood or something.
That was a friend of Johnny Egan's, their daughter. Yes.
I don't know if you want to retell that story, if you have it, if it's if you have it, you know, how creepy is it or whatever.
Yeah. I got
a great way to start the weekend.
I got to get a refresh on that.
It's Thursday.
I got to get a
cannibalism.
I'd have to get a refresh on that. I can't remember. But there was something where I think Johnny told us that story during a baseball tavern live broadcast on opening day, I think. All right, what do you guys see? What do you have over there? Let's see. This is Sven. Hello, Sven.
Hey, good morning.
Is this the Sven who is in charge of my alliance in Dominations, or is that a different Sven?
Wrong Sven.
Okay, wrong Sven. What's up? What's going on, Sven?
I'm a Kevin Barbary guy, big fan. In 93, I was a senior in high school, and next 20 years just made me laugh. The guys really got the best stuff you're ever going to hear.
Thank you.
Not a Danielle fan, sorry, but can we hear
whatever?
just slid that in there.
LB, correction, he'll never slide that in there.
Is Kevin on the radio anywhere?
What's that?
Is he still doing stuff?
I'm on the radio right now, sir.
He's on the radio right now.
What about after today?
Not that I know of.
What do you, Kevin? You do a lot of voice work, though.
I do. Yeah. I do voice work from home.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's that's it.
Like
the one guy that's actually working from home.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yes.
Yeah. No, I'm not on the radio anywhere right now.
Yeah. All right. It is 9:23, and we got to get to some actual news on the show for once this week. It's been mostly rare content replays this week, but we got to get to some news, and the news this hour is brought to you by
Cars for Kids, the easy way to donate your car. Donate today, and your car can be picked up tomorrow. Go to carsforkids.com or 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Brought to you by the all-wheel drive 2019 Subaru Ascent, built to accompany you on your summertime travels. Love is now bigger than ever with three rows. Learn more about the largest Subaru yet at SubaruofNewEngland.com. So El Chapo was sentenced yesterday to life in prison plus 30 years at a hearing where he accused the U.S. government of corruption and torturing him during his confinement. He's been ordered to forfeit $12.6 billion, with a B, dollars.
What does he have left? I mean, think
about
that.
Like 900 more billion. Right?
Think about that. Now, a lot of people believe that there's no way that we can keep El Chapo in one of our prisons because they will find a way to tunnel him out of there or to break him out of there.
They need to find a prison like that Stallone Schwarzenegger movie. Spoiler alert that I think Stallone was the guy that was like, he wrote about prison escape and security stuff.
Well,
and then he escaped and they were on a ship.
It was the movie where they had the escape and it was a plan.
Yeah. No, it wasn't a plan.
Are you talking about escape plan? That might be escape plan.
Yes, that
would be. Yeah, now they have the Dalai Lama prison in the Midwest.
Well, Supermax, I don't even think that can hold El Chapo.
What are you talking about?
Supermax.
If he's in America, he's in prison.
Well,
if he's in South, you know, if he's in his own country, that's why he got out.
Never know.
Hey, it's a Netflix series waiting to happen.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Now, his daughter has a El Chapo clothing line that she's started.
What?
So,
wait, are you serious?
Yes.
Are you being real?
Yes.
That's
just
another elaborate way of smuggling drugs into the country. It's all fabric made out of cocaine, right?
So you referred to her earlier, but speaking of high-profile people that are in court this week, Elizabeth Holmes was in court in San Jose, California yesterday.
The inventor? Yes.
Maybe Al Chapo can invest in my new Supermax Edison 5.8.
Oh, God.
Maybe they'll be cellmates, Elizabeth Holmes. And
my God.
She's looking at about 20 years in prison right now and a fine of $250,000 for each count of wire fraud and for each conspiracy count if she is convicted of charges. Both she and former Theranos president Ramesh Balwani are facing multiple charges.
Texter says they should put El Chapo in Area 51, and the people can break him out when storm Area 51. Is that this weekend that everybody's storming Area 51, or when
is
that?
Did they move it up? I thought it was in September originally, but they may have moved it.
I feel like it's a mistake to tell them when you're going to do it. I mean, I feel like it should be a surprise maneuver. I mean, I know it's tough to coordinate a couple hundred thousand people and get them to all storm Area 51 at the same time.
Are they going to rush Area 51?
Yes.
Is Rush going to play at Area 51?
Yeah, Rush is going to be playing. Rush probably has a song called Area 51.
Area 51 and the aliens there, you're going to get shot in the head.
Very good.
Oh, my God. Well, thanks to science, we now know who the most unhappy workers are in the United States of America.
Huh.
Want to take a guess?
You mean like occupation-wise?
Correct.
Afternoons on AM.
Right.
I would say...
One guy.
Geez, I don't know who's unhappy in there. I would say people who at retail, like if you have to interact with the public,
right?
Like a drive-through person or something like that. Is that it?
No, postal workers.
What?
Postal workers.
Still? Sure.
Mail clerks and sorters have this is according to Bloomberg. Have an average satisfaction rate of 2.5 out of 10 when it comes to their job.
Huh.
Okay. The rest of the bottom five when it comes to unhappy workers are court clerks, house cleaners and maids, insurance claims and policy clerks, and telemarketers. All people that have to deal with pain in the asses.
Right.
No, it's people who have to be relentlessly rude to other people, and so it makes them miserable. Like, you know, bill collectors.
Right,
and,
exactly.
And and people who have to deal with
and insurance people have to deal with. How come this isn't covered?
Right. Right.
Well, with the post office, so not for nothing, I've always thought this. You can't, you know, you guys probably can't barely read my handwriting.
Right.
Well, imagine you can't read your own handwriting when you write the sports app.
Fine.
Yeah.
That's my point. Yeah. Imagine having to decipher, I don't know, thousands and thousands of handwritings on a letter and just figure out where it's supposed to go.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
At the other end, so we went. Those are the worst ones at the top of the list, the ones who have the highest satisfaction. And you should understand, number one, Greg, because you're an honorary member, firefighters.
Really?
Have the highest job satisfaction. The average satisfaction of their job is 9 out of 10.
Huh.
And then after that, mine cutters, pediatricians, communications professors, and guidance counselors.
Huh.
Communications professors.
Professors, yes.
Not people in the business,
the people teaching about it.
Those who can't do.
Where do workers at the Registry of Motor Vehicles in Massachusetts fall on that list? They all seem very happy with their job.
Probably
when you go
at
there.
The bottom.
Most likely. Yeah. All right, Danielle, thank you. This is Jacob. Hello, Jacob.
Hi, yeah. I just wanted to say thanks for all the time on the air. I started listening to AAF because of my dad. And great memory with Kevin Barbary.
Yes.
He did, one of the first times I listened was on Valentine's Day when I was in seventh grade, and he did the impression of Morgan Freeman.
Oh, yeah.
Valentine's Day tips.
Yes, Valentine's Day tips, Morgan Freeman.
Is it still okay to do Morgan Freeman? Is he a hashtag me too at this point? He is still African American, so I guess that's all right. I wish I could say things went well for Lyndon from this point, but sadly, life doesn't work out that way.
Oh, this is the story of Lyndon Byers moving on from the show. All right. Kevin's here. We got rare content replays from the last 28, almost 29 years of this show, so stay here.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good morning, gang. Hey, firstly, going to miss you guys, and psyched to know that you guys are going to be on just a different stations. Had a question.
Yes.
My late father was a police officer for many decades here in Clinton, and I just wanted to know if he was part of the great cannabis bust in the 80s of one young Greg Hill.
Yeah, I mean, you should ask him. I mean, I don't know. There were some guys who worked there now who went through all of the old booking photos and tried to find my booking photo when I was a senior in high school, arrested in Clinton and did hard time, but I don't think they ever found them.
Oh, and hey, is Stowe 5-0 going to continue? My 8-year-old loves the segment, just wants to know if you'll still be on.
I don't know, I think there may be room for an occasional Stowe 5-0 over there at the new place at WEEI. So we'll find out, I guess. This is Brittany. Hello, Brittany.
Hey, guys. First of all, I wanted to wish you guys good luck. You guys deserve nothing but the best because you guys are the best.
Thank you.
Brittany, thank you.
Well, that's sweet.
That's so nice.
Of course. Yeah, long-time listener, so
thank
love you.
You
guys.
Thank you.
And then I had a quick content request if you guys have time tomorrow.
Yes.
Any Spaz Super Sperm audio that you guys could find?
I forgot about Super Sperm. We will see what we can do. See what we can find. Absolutely. Tomorrow, final show, and if there's anything that you just have to hear, then you can reach out tomorrow, or you can DM me on the Instagram, or find a way to get the message to us, and we'll see if we can find it. I do have a pair of tickets to give away before we go for Korn and Alice in Chains. That's August 9th at the Xfinity Center, and I'll give those away before we get out of here. But I want to welcome a friend of the show to the studio, my good buddy Paul from East Coast Metal Roofing, who stopped by with a big, giant check. It's not for you, Shu. I know you were asking about that earlier, but I believe it's for the Greg Hill Foundation. Is that right, Paul? How are you, by the way?
I'm great. How are you?
Good to see you.
Good to see you guys. Congratulations to all of you. Well, I wish you the best success for wherever you guys are going, and obviously, Greg, good luck over at EEI.
I mean, I assume you're coming with us, right?
I'm definitely coming
with
you. All right,
good.
Of course.
Paul, we'll be fine.
Shu and I'll be fine.
I thanked all of you. It's been great. You guys have, the whole show has helped us out tremendously, and we're here today. I want to thank all the listeners that have gone forward with roof system from us. Because of that, we're able to donate money to the Greg Hill Foundation. We take a portion of all the sales. This go around, we were able to raise a little over $8,000.
That's awesome.
We're donating.
That's fantastic.
If it wasn't for the listeners, we wouldn't be able to do that. So.
Oh, that's awesome. So over $8,000 for the foundation from East Coast Metal Roofing. That's fantastic. Fantastic. Yep. And you brought your daughter with you?
I have my daughter, Kaylin, here. She actually wanted to do a small donation, but she found out I was coming in to do this. So I do have her.
All right. Well, glad you're here. All right. Well, thanks, Paul. Thanks for your support. Thanks for supporting the show forever, and thanks for supporting the foundation.
Quick shout out to my buddy out in California that's listening now, Tim. I love you, buddy. I'll see you in October.
All right, man.
Up,
all
Tim.
Right, thank you. All right, there you go. We got one of the countless big checks.
Get the big check.
Yes. There's nothing better than the big check.
I love the big check.
It's like costumes.
I love taking the big check to the bank.
I don't ever get any of those. What are
you? Her name's Annie.
Kevin Barbary's been here all morning. And Kevin, before you go, is there anything that you really wanted us to play today that we didn't get to play?
You know, I just realized that Shu has on a CD over there a bit that the day we played it, you could not stop laughing about it. It ended up getting played, I think, two more times the same morning. It's the Bob Dylan tribute.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I love that.
artists who are harder to understand than Bob Dylan tribute to Bob Dylan.
Yeah, so we ended up, we were talking about, there was a Bob Dylan tribute CD. This is the Hillman Jinx is at play here. I hate to even, we got to be very, 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 very careful.
Seriously.
There was a Bob Dylan tribute CD which was coming out, and Kevin decided that it would be best if it was all artists who were harder to understand than Bob Dylan. So let's listen to this.
Hollywood's biggest action stars.
That's the unintelligibles. That's the wrong one.
Hold on a second.
Hold.
It'd be better if that cluster F were performed by Anthony Spaz Parziali one more time.
With a headset throw afterward.
Yes.
Yeah, Spaz used to get a little violent when he cluster F something. Yeah.
When he finally had the last straw, that was what he had promised himself. If he ever threw his headset again,
that he was going
to
quit.
That was going to be it, and that was when he finally left.
All right, here we go.
Bob Dylan, the iconic music legend, now gets the ultimate tribute in this limited collection. Artists cover Bob Dylan that are harder to understand than Bob Dylan, featuring Stevie Nicks, Pearl Jam's Eddie Vedder, yes, the unintelligible singing of Bob Dylan, interpreted by the undecipherable singing of today's top artists like Macy Gray. And Bruce Springsteen. But that's not all. Artists cover Bob Dylan that are harder to understand than Bob Dylan also features today's artists like Nicki Minaj.
Oh my God.
Order now. Supplies won't last long. And receive this bonus track, Subterranean Homesick Blues, as sung by the Swedish Chef from The Muppet Show. Artists cover Bob Dylan that are harder to understand than Bob Dylan. Order yours today.
Phenomenal.
A texter is wondering if we ever found Newton's State of Mind. Did we ever find that?
I'm
assuming that's when Empire State of Mind was a big hit. Is that what that is? Yeah. All right. Well, let's give that a listen.
Yeah, I'm out that Nanantum. Now I'm down in West Newton, right next to the Mass Pike, but I'll be prepped forever. I'm the new Rockefeller since I spend it here. I can spend it anywhere. Daddy doesn't care. I used to cop in Woburn. All my WASPy friends right up there on Route 9. Pull me back to Chestnut Hill. Took it to my broker, 560 State Street. Catch me at my temple like a vagrant with them pastries. Cruising down Grove Street, driving in my Prius. Driving so slow, cause I could buy Waltham. Me, I'm out that Oak Hill. Home of that boy Crafty. Now I live in Highlands and I brought my butler with me. Say what's up to Muffy. Still kinda stuffy. Sitting outside, Barney Frank gets touchy. Wigga, I be tuckered out. I could take a nap till 3. Tell by my attitude I'm definitely
from Newtown. Hoity-toity, where you're afraid of the two don't look like you. Now you're in Newtown.
Gateway to Watertown.
My clothes are all brand new. The help will inspire you. Let's hear it for Newtown, Newtown, Newtown.
Amazing.
Gateway to Watertown, by the way, is the best line in that song. all right. Anything else, Kevin? I mean, there's so much stuff.
I mean, a lot of requests. I mean, we've got some stuff standing by.
What else you got over there, Shu, that we haven't played yet?
We got Shart Week.
I think it was an LB special.
Oh, it was?
Instead of Shark Week, it was Shark Week.
Since we got 10 minutes left with you or whatever, we might as well just go through all this stuff and see. Sure. I'm worried about, as somebody previewed all this.
I can tell you the Redneck PSA and the Helium PSA are both safe to play.
Oh, no, you promised the Redneck PSA. So that's about a guy who called upset about the Mantown calendar.
Yes, because you had a girl in who was 18 or 19, something like that, but it was her choice, and her father came in with her.
Okay, and then her father came in with her?
A guy called in who was a father of an 18-year-old and was upset.
And then you turned it into a PSA, all right.
This man has a debilitating illness.
How would you like for him some grown man talk Julia, your little daughter, out of her clothes?
A rare disease known as redneck head up assiosis.
Huh?
Common symptoms include an aversion to seeing hot 18-year-old chicks take their clothes off.
There's a difference in looking at a woman and looking at a kid.
Constantly mispronouncing the names of local institutions.
It's pervert town instead of man town.
And the need to tell others how much money he makes.
I've been making about $75,000 or $80,000 a year for the past 20 years. I, your little old radio host game.
Chronic redneck head up assiosis.
21-year-old woman and there's an 18-year-old kid.
Don't let this happen to you.
Hey, man, I'm as liberal as everybody. My hair is almost down past almost to my...
Move to a northern state as soon as possible.
Pictures like that can stay with you.
Kid. You're looking at a kid.
What was the Helium PSA?
This was... Do they not put the Helium PSA?
I don't see it in here.
That's not in there?
Let me see. Is the Helium PSA... Yeah, he says Helium PSA, isn't it? Right. Yeah.
Probably.
I saw it on the screen just a second ago.
What was that about?
Let me make sure it's written down the correct way. It is, kids were using helium balloons to get lightheaded and high, sometimes filling them with nitrous.
Was it the helium balloon challenge, y'all?
It could have been.
Probably.
And this was a PSA recommending not doing that. Yes, I see it written on here. It says it's above Kennedy, John Kennedy Virgin Slayer.
I got Snakes at a Rave.
Snakes at a Rave. I see that's in there.
Above John Kennedy Virgin Slayer.
Or we could do we also have a Scary Moose Coffee, which was when the local Mary Lou's coffee chain was getting flack for only hiring attractive women.
Oh, yeah.
So we suggested a business that hired only unattractive
What was
people.
The Snakes at a Rave thing? What was
that? Was when people were drinking Cobra Venom shots.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, kid.
To get messed up. Oh, yeah, kid. Over in, I think it was in Iraq. Huh. So this was the Snakes on a Plane commercial with Samuel Jackson.
Okay. This party is off the hook, my friend.
Yes, I am tripping my balls off, dude. You know what would make it even better, though?
What is that?
Some Cobra Venom shots, bro.
Oh, my friend, that would be most fantastic.
Bottoms up.
Hold it right there, you Hindu motherfucker. Samuel L. Jackson stars in Snakes at a Rave. I am sick of these motherfucking snakes at this motherfucking rave. He just wanted to have some after-hours fun and suck on a lollipop. And then someone brought cobras to the party. Now he's pissed. Drink that cobra shot. I dare you. I double dare you, you...
here is Anthony. Hello, Anthony.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, Anthony?
Hey, so I just want to say it's been an absolute pleasure listening to you guys for, I've been listening to the show for the past 8 years, and every single morning it's been nothing but laughs and whatnot, so it'll be sad to have you guys all go, but I'll be listening to all your shows.
All right, thank you.
But I was just calling to get a content replay for tomorrow. There was sometime last year, there was that guy who called in and asked Greg to see if he found that girl that he was looking for. I don't know if you guys remember that.
Yes, we played that the other day. So.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, we did. That'll be on the full show podcast. I think that was Monday or it may have been Tuesday.
Okay, okay.
So, yeah, Monday or Tuesday. All right, let me give these tickets away for the WAAF Summer Tour 2019. And if you would like to see Korn and Alice in Chains on August 9th at the Xfinity Center, be the seventh caller right now at 617-764-9223. That's 617-764-9223. We'll give you tickets for Korn and Alice in Chains. And you can win tickets every single hour, all day today up until 7. Same with tomorrow, and bonus chances on the weekend. So the tickets are courtesy of Live Nation and Mass Concerts. And the WAAF Summer Tour 2019 is powered by Solar Wolf Energy. For more information, check out solarwolfenergy.com. That's solarwolfenergy.com. I don't know what this texter says. Funny, you had to cut that clip off. I don't believe we cut the clip. They're trying to claim that it was edited or something. No. That was the original way that went.
That's
right.
That's how it went. That's,
there was no cutting of any clip off. These people are these people are ready to claim censorship.
So intense.
They're full of conspiracy theories about what is going on here. So. All right. Kevin, thanks for coming in.
Yeah.
And thanks for an amazing, amazing 19 years on this show. And and you are probably the funniest human being that I ever had the honor, and the pleasure of working with. So,
I've got the list of things people were asking for. If I can locate them, I'll drop them off or something for tomorrow.
Okay. All right. Thank you. That'd be great. All right. Yeah. Let me give these tickets away, and this is Joe. Hello, Joe.
How's it going?
What's up, Joe?
Not much.
Joe, you got tickets to go see Korn and Alice in Chains.
Awesome.
Where are you from?
I'm from Barrie.
From Barrie. All right. Awesome. Mm. Well, keep listening. You got more chances to win. You also have the WAAF Workday Blitz coming up next. That's over an hour of nonstop rock, commercial-free. I think we're going to hear... Are we going to hear Carrie from Vegas next?
She's on Vegas for the Pacquiao fight.
Yeah, so... And with she's Stiz. On... She'll be on next from Vegas with Stiz Grimey.
With Stiz. Yeah.
With Donut Lassie. Although in Vegas, he's probably... Well, he's probably like Chip Cash Lassie or whatever.
He's Donut Slot.
So Carrie and Stiz Grimey from Vegas coming up next, and the WAAF Workday Blitz, over an hour of nonstop rock, commercial free. They will also continue to give away tickets for the biggest shows of the summer as the WAAF Summer Tour 2019 rolls on. And we'll be back tomorrow morning at 6 with the final show here at WAAF, the final Hillman Morning Show. If you missed anything this morning, you'll be able to hear it as a part of the full show podcast, which you can download anytime at WAAF.com or through the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.